Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is the perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life, there's no surrender. There's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through. We are the ones who will never be broken. With our final breath, we'll fight to the death. We are soldiers, we are soldiers.
Conversation. Tonight is marked my 2-month anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio, and thanks to you, the audience, and some very good friends, I've made it to where you can find me on the first page under popular conservative politics, conservative shows, which I really appreciate that to the audience for helping me get there. Let's hope we can get further and stay there and get the word out. Because this information, I think, that is on this show and the other shows of the conservative conversation is very important to get out to the listeners and to the public. And speaking of the conservative conversation, I would like to, once again, as I said, give thanks to those who are on it. first of all, Samuel Samford, who is the host of Constitutional Conservatives Unite. And frankly, if it wasn't for that gentleman and some others, that I wouldn't be having a blog talk radio now. And Samuel Samford is going to plug in for his show. Hopefully he could call in tonight. But his show is usually every day from 10 p.m. to midnight, and sometimes even goes over to 1. And all these times are Eastern time. And then we also have Mark Prasik, which I also would like to give a shout-out to, because he's actually gave me a lot of help in getting the Blog Talk Radio show started as well, and a lot of encouragement. So I want to thank him as well. And I think you'll hear him come in tonight to talk about his show, Facebook's live video chat. So he'll be coming in later on this evening. And I'm also hoping that Rex from Tex and Rex show will come in. And their show is from, oh, let me backtrack. I'm going to go back to Mark Prasik's show, the Facebook live video chat. And that is on, there's two shows to that. One is from 10 p.m. to midnight. And that is a very interactive show. And when Mark comes in, he can describe it better than I could, is that, you know, you've got chat, and you have audio where you have headsets, and then video where if you have a webcam, which you don't necessarily have to have any of those, but there's definitely multiple ways to communicate there. And there's also an aspect of the 10 to the midnight show, but I'll save that for Mark to discuss when he comes in. And also the second half of Mark's Pricing show is from midnight to 2 a.m., and sometimes that also goes on later on, but he can describe that as well about those showings and some interesting factoids about the way his show works. And also, as we get back to Tex and Rex, who they are on Friday evenings and Saturday evenings on Blog Talk Radio, and that is from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and as I said, all those are Eastern time. Now, tonight you'll hear from a few of those folks, hopefully all of them. If they could come in, if not, they're probably taking a rest, a much-deserved rest for all the work that they do for coming in, so, you know, for doing their shows. And also you'll hear tonight some of the most popular clips that I've done on the show and discussion on the meaning behind and what those clips and the information on there means for not only the GOP nomination, but quite frankly, for America itself, because of this, you know, the election, the results from this election. So one of the things I like to do is go out into the chat, and I see Mark in there. So Mark, if you'd like to call in and promote your show, and that's what I'm hoping Sammy will come in and. Well, Rex, hopefully they'll get my messages and they can come in as well. And they can give a shout out in the description for their shows, give a description of them so we can show everyone the variety that the conservative conversation has. And also, I'd like to thank the people on the archives as well. If you're listening to this on the archives, thank you for coming and listening to this broadcast. You definitely have been a big part of the success of this show. And with everyone, from the callers to the archive listeners to the live listeners, if they continue the listenership and advocacy, as I said, the show can remain where it's at or get even higher. I believe we truly can. And I believe everyone in the conservative conversation group that I've just described, we can all be there as well and get out this important information that we all have to share. To our listeners and hopefully out to the general public, because the information that you'll hear on these shows of the conservative conversation is a lot of the information you hear you will not hear on things like the mainstream media or even the so-called conservative media such as Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck, things of that nature. So we'll have Mark Prasik coming in from Facebook's live video chat to tell us about his show, which I'm really excited about, because it's a really cool show, especially for night owls, for people who are up between, and this is Eastern time, between midnight and 2 a.m., so it gives you something very informative to do. And it's a lot of fun, too, and I'm there most nights. And then you also I'm going to check the – you see he's going to call in, so I'm going to check. Okay, we do have a caller, which I will let in. It's unfamiliar, but I don't really know all the phone numbers yet. And we'll see who this is. So since I don't know the area code, because it's not the one that I was told would come up for Mark, is, well, I do have one. So I'm going to let Mark in to talk about his show. And then 610, I do see you on here, and I would like to give you a chance to speak as well. But I'd like to let Mark in first. Because that's a big part of what the show's about, is the conservative conversation. Hello, this Mark?
It sure is.
Oh, great, Mark. Thank you very much for calling. I'm glad to hear you.
Well, I'm just glad to be here, Robert, and I'm just looking at the screen, and it looks like you've got a lot of friends that have come to join you tonight.
Good, good. Yeah, and then there'll be more, and then there's I've learned because the Blog Talk Radio has definitely been a learning situation for me. The more I'm doing this, the more I learn about Blog Talk Radio, and I'm also learning that the different ways that people are actually able to listen to the show as well.
That implies that you've learned it.
Well, yeah, that's one thing I've learned, and there's definitely still much more to learn about Blog Talk Radio. That's for certain.
Great. Well, congratulations. You made it 2 months, and I guess Blog Talk Radio sends you a monthly reminder of each anniversary.
I'm not sure. Yeah, they did. It's called a bill.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay, because I don't mind paying my bills. But it is a reminder. And see, I try to find a silver lining. I try to see the positive aspect of everything, and me paying that bill means that's one more month that I've been on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, and I was delighted. You know, we've had conversations in the past, but when you break into that top 16, that's a real turning point. You know, I think for your show, Robert, and you've done a lot of things right as you're learning, and I think we're all learning. I don't think any of us are expert on this. I think it's a moving target, and we just you know, go with the flow and follow the trail wherever it leads.
Right, it does, and I love learning. I really do. I love learning different things, and the more I learn, the more exciting it becomes. But I like to talk more about your show, and if you could give more of some information, some details on what you like to do with things that are upcoming, projects you're working on, things of that nature.
Well, there certainly are some similarities, but there's much more difference than there is similarity, although it all fits in within the conservative conversation. What we do on Newt Now is we hold primarily a live video chat in Facebook, and there's actually two segments to the show. The first segment is from 10 p.m. to midnight, and all these times are Eastern time. And what we do is it actually gives the attendees, the audience, an opportunity to bring suggestions on video content that they've seen maybe on Facebook or on Twitter or on blogs or wherever they get their news from. And the audience gets to actually submit these videos, and the audience, review what's been submitted and say, shall we include that in the show, which starts at 12 o'clock and goes 12 midnight and goes till 2 o'clock. So it's a good time for learning. We also have a lot of boot camp on how to use Twitter, how to use RSS feeds, how to use slideshows, how to use video, how to use Facebook, things like that. So there's a lot of there's more emphasis on actual grassroots strategy. And the thing that I love the most about it, Robert, is because it's video. Now, if you attend, you don't have to go on camera. If you don't have a camera, you're welcome to come and attend. But if you attend and have a camera, you don't have to worry about your camera being turned on. You just raise your hand, and the host, that would be me, will notice that, and will extend a microphone to you first. And once we establish audio communication, then you can request to have your camera turned on. So particularly with the females, Sometimes their hair may not be right, or their, you know, makeup, or they might be in their jammies. Who knows? So there's no fear. You can come and watch as a spectator, and you can also observe the entire thing from 10 to 12 on Ustream. We stream that out live to Ustream as well, so that way you can visit even anonymously. Whereas to come to the Facebook app, you have to register your Facebook account with the application, and some people are not comfortable doing that initially. So it's a great time of fellowship, Robert, and that's something that we value highly. It's the relationships between us that strengthen us in terms of getting things done. You made an observation on one of your shows, Robert, that has profoundly impacted me. I think you were actually on Sammy's show at the time, just commenting. But, you know, when you attend these blog talk radio shows and the various venues, your observation was you see a lot of energy. And what we're trying to do in the conservative conversation at the grassroots level is get that energy organized and get it focused. And we place a lot of emphasis on that. And I think the best way to do that is getting to know each other. Because if we get to know each other, we trust each other, we invest in each other, you know, emotionally, spiritually, we pray for one another, we share our burdens, we share our joys. So it's a much warmer, much more intimate environment. And it gives an opportunity for the audience to actually play a part in what the show from midnight to 2 a.m. is like. And that I think that's unique. And I enjoyed it. It takes a lot of the stress off me because, Robert, as a host, you know, doing these shows is not something you just show up at 8 o'clock to do.
Right.
And I applaud you for the effort that you clearly put in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mark.
To organize these shows, but I found a cheaper way to do it. Let the audience do it.
Well, see, and that's what I mean by variety of the different shows in the conservative conversation, is that, you know, everyone has their own likes and dislikes and different flavors that they do. You know, some people might, you know, really like my show and the way I present and the way I approach things, and then they might like the way you do your shows. Or Sammy, if Sammy Sanford, he does his shows a little differently, and so does Rex and Tex on their show. And so, you know, there's a lot of different variety for you know, a lot of different tastes for people. And that's one of the things
I'm glad you mentioned Rex and Tex, because a goal that I have that we all share in the conservative conversation, and we focus on this quite a bit on that segment we have from 10 to midnight, is we want to grow the conversation. We want to grow the network. And you gave credit to Sammy, and I applaud Sammy because he was really the one that was at the point of the spear.
Yes.
And inspired all of us. But from that, you know, Sammy has grown your show, and then my show grew Charlotte's show, and we continue. What my goal is I'm a football coach, and my goal is to coach people up to play on a team. We have a lot of positions, and we try to develop people from just casual spectators to the next thing you know, they start chatting, you know, but we have text chat on all the venues. And the next thing you know, they're raising their hand to talk on a microphone. The next thing you know, they're raising their hand. We also have a guest that has stepped up, have actually two of them, to produce extra normal videos. Now, extra normal videos may not be familiar to everybody. I won't go into it now. Come to my show from 10 to 12. Now, let me say this. That 10 to 12 segment is at the same time of Sammy's show. And Sammy and I are good friends, and he's a brother in Christ. We talk regularly. We are not competing for any audience. So if you have a video that you would like to submit as potential content for the midnight to 2, you know, just stop in long enough to share the video with us, just the link to it. You know, and then to get back to Sammy's show. We're not trying to encourage anybody to leave Sammy's show to come see our show. They're just very different. So you can come in for literally 2 or 3 minutes and, you know, share whatever news item that you think is pertinent. And, Robert, we've uncorked some good stuff, man. I mean, this has been a real experience. Stuff you'll never see on mainstream media.
Oh, definitely. Exactly.
The highlight last week was that little guy that ran the little kitty train in the mall, and
right.
He had draped an American flag on the engine of the train, and the mall wrote him a letter saying that was unapproved visuals. And he said, then fire me. So we showed
right.
that video. You'll never see that on the mainstream media. Right after the Batman massacre, within
right.
48 hours, we found a video in Salt Lake City where a man with a gun subdued a man with a knife, a citizen with a gun. Those things don't make it to mainstream media. So we think of it as a journey in citizen journalism. And that's what you're doing, Robert, what Sam, that's what we're all doing. We cannot rely on the mainstream media to be journalists. That's pretty clear to us. Well, then who should best do it?
Exactly, the citizens. And also, at least when it comes to conservative issues, you used to think that you could rely on places like Fox News. But when it comes to, when it came to this election, this past election, that definitely has not been the case. and they've actually suffered some for it, because, to my understanding, they've lost about 17 to 20% of their viewership because of the way that Fox News handled the primary this election season.
Yeah, and I'm just proud of our people for stepping up and scouring the internet and scouring the blogs and getting the stuff. We'll have on a segment from midnight to 2, we'll have 10 videos that we watch, ranging anywhere from, most of them are about 3 to 5 minutes. But it's kind of like, it's fast-paced, yet at the same time we show the video, then we talk about it. So there is no script. We show the video, and then the audience just weighs in on how, on their comments concerning what we've just seen. And
exactly.
I think it's just, I'm proud to do it. I'm having fun, Robert.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the benefits for the forums, and that's why I really think that Blog Talk Radio and also shows like yours is going to be the new media of the 21st century, because it's so much more interactive than just sitting in front of a television set or sitting next to a radio and just listening in. Now, of course, there's some where you're just going to be able to listen to these shows, but when you have a chat aspect or a call-in aspect, or in your case, you said you get the live video feed. Then it's definitely a more organic experience for the people. It's also a more interactive experience where they're actually interacting with the news. They're not just observing the news. They're actually interacting with it and hopefully going out and doing something about it.
Yeah, and another thing is, Robert, there are enough talking heads out there. And the last thing I think the public needs is another talking head. One of the focus areas that I try to stay on is we want authoritative information. Too often, I see some talking heads telling me what Romney said or what Obama said or that would not be admissible as evidence in a court of law. We focus on getting video content that is actually the person speaking from their own mouth. You see it right there. There's no saying, oh, that was taken out of context. No, we show the video.
Right, for you could see it for yourself. Exactly. And then part of the conversation that you guys have is to discuss what you've just seen. And that's what I mean, by being a part of – you're actually being a part of the news. You're just not being an observer of it.
It's a news experience, it's not just listening to a talking head shove down your throat whatever his and it's not commercial driven. And I think one of the problems in some of the large syndicated shows out there, I'll just single out Rush Limbaugh, not that he's alone, but at the end of the day, advertisers weigh in with their money. I think we've all seen from time to time Rush would say something from his heart or firing from the hip, and next thing you know, some advertiser is pulling their ads.
Right.
So it's, the nice thing about these venues like your own and Sammy's and mine is we're not controlled by advertising interests.
Right, yeah, those are big corporations or like huge money. That's behind the show. I mean, that big money has big influence.
It can certainly impact it. Now, most of the times I've seen when people pulled their ads off Rush Limbaugh, it hurt their business more than it hurt Rush.
Yeah, it's actually hurt the business, right?
That's cutting off your nose to spite your face. But we have a lot of fun, and we've made good friends. I could go on and on, Robert, but I certainly want to give Sammy and others a chance to weigh in. I don't know if Sammy's dialed in yet.
I haven't seen Sammy or maybe Rex dial in. I haven't seen him in the chat. But what I'll do is I do have someone who's been holding for 16 minutes. So if you'd like to stay on the line, that'd be great, and I'll let him in.
Cool.
Hello, 610.
Yes, my name is Kathy Chapman. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Kathy. Great to hear from you. I see you a lot on Facebook. It's great to have you call in. Thank you very much.
All right. We are experiencing storms in my side of Pennsylvania, but we're living with it. We're living with it. But didn't know if you noticed the Tea Party got a shout-out from Fox News. Not exactly Fox News. Chris Wallace's show was on tonight, Sunday Fox or whatever it is, and the newly elected person in Texas, I forgot his name, Ted Cruz, was being interviewed, and he credited the Tea Parties with rolling up their sleeves and doing what they do best, and he feels that that's the way he got elected. And not the traditional way, he said, not the usual way where they write a check in a back room and decide who the nominee is going to be. And
Wasn't he outspent 3-1 by his opponent?
I'm not sure of the figures, honestly. I was not.
I think that's what Sarah Palin said.
But at the same time, whatever the Tea Party's contribution was more effective than money. And they don't use money in the Tea Parties. They just have conversations and make their feelings known and who they're supporting because of their principles. And I found it very, very interesting that he would raise the Tea Party up because they're being they're being shouted down at this point as not being very effective. And I think collectively the conservatives in this country are going to be extremely effective come Tampa. Because there's only one person that would really be fitting for the candidate for presidency and beating Obama. And he also is an excellent has excellent debating skills. And that would be Newt Gingrich.
Oh, definitely. And that's one of the things we're going to cover on the show tonight. Also, as I said, I want to give a shout out to the audience, both who listen live and on the archives, for coming in and listening to the show archives. I really want to thank them, and I think that's a big part of the show's success is, of course, the audience who come in to listen to it, but also. I think the people who's helped get me there, and Mark, who's on the line now, is definitely one of those people who has got me there, along with Samuel Sanford, who, as Mark pointed out, the spearhead of the conservative conversation, and also Rex from Texan Rex show has come in and talked on my shows on a number of occasions, and hopefully I can hear them or see them tonight, so I can personally thank them for being a part of it, definitely. So, but one of the other things we're covered tonight is some of the main topics that I've covered the past couple months, and Newt Gingrich is definitely one of them, and how this country really needs Newt Gingrich to be the Republican nominee because he probably is the most, at least the best candidate to defeat Obama because Romney just isn't proven out to be it, that he's not going to be able to do it, which we knew anyway. We knew they wouldn't been able to anyway.
Well, I think that Obama in the first place was kind of shoved down our throats, and we was kind of out of our hands in last election. But I think this time will be a different story. I read somewhere that the last time the election was held, Obama's whomever that supply the pins and buttons and shirts, they sold over 2 million $1,000 worth.
Wow.
Paraphernalia. So, but it will be a different story this time. A lot of people interested in turning the tide.
Yeah, well, definitely. And one thing, I was actually, on Facebook today, and I'm not on it a lot. So I was reading something in a chat. That's one of the things I do here, multitasking, because I'm also on chat, reading the chat in here, but I'm also logged on to Facebook and chatting with people on there about things going on in the show. So as I said, it's very, very interactive. I'm on three pages right now.
Let me relieve you. I wanted to do a shout out for Kathy, who's on the line with you. I put a link to her latest extra normal video.
Oh my gosh! And, yes. Sorry about that.
And this is one of the measures of growth in the conservative conversation. And you say, oh, that's just a video. That's just a fun thing to do. Well, no. If you'll look at some of the conservative outlets of conservative news, there's extra normal videos showing up. This is a tool that we can use to communicate the message. So that's part of the goal we have during that 10 p.m. to midnight time slot, is training up the audience to start taking initiatives to advance the conservative conversation and supporting those initiatives. You know, it's one thing to put a YouTube video out there or whatever. If you don't have some people tweeting it up and Facebooking it up, it's going to get lost. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of videos put on YouTube every day. So we have a team, and we actually get together and do Twitter bombs, carefully timed and executed bombs to promote the work that's been done by the viewers.
And that's definitely a lot more interactive than, what people are used to, definitely. And I think that really is going to resonate with people.
That's right. I have stopped almost completely watching TV. If it weren't for the Olympics, I probably wouldn't be watching TV. Wouldn't have had the TV on at all this week because you're right. The way email transforms the mail system, I think Facebook and these kinds of shows are replacing TV, which is really sad because I just got a huge TV. And, I watch football this season. And,
the day will come when we'll have a television channel that's piped in, that sucks in all the content from Blog Talk Radio and so forth. So we can make that a goal.
That would be
we'll get a little cooperation from the cable companies, but
well, if there's someone with the technical expertise to do that, Mark, that would be you.
Yes, I can't think of a better.
Yeah, maybe we'll just kind of barge in, and have they may have a technical problem.
Yeah,
that's how we've gotten here in the first place. Is just not keeping on pushing forward, just like God.
Kathy, would you mind sharing with Robert's audience the experience you had in Pennsylvania with another audience member that you met on our video chat?
Oh, certainly. I was very early to your show and early in its growth, and I was sitting on the sidelines and watching because I'm fascinated by all this information. And a little older and a not very technically suited for the stuff that I'm watching, but at the same time, I finally found my voice and put my hand up, and I spoke a little bit. Someone else spoke a little bit, and everybody started getting on the show as far as the camera, and we kind of squelched that shyness, and I got involved in the show. And the people, of course, that are there as well. And it turned out that one of the girls had a tragedy in her family, and she had to come up from Texas up to Pennsylvania, and tragedy being a death in the family of an older member. And so she said she had to come up to Harrisburg. And I'd heard her say that, and I said, gee, I'm not real far from Harrisburg. Let me give you my number, and when you're in town, give me a call. And we exchanged cell phones and all that stuff. And I'm about an hour and a half away. And she called me. She was up here for 3 or 4 days. And she called me and she said, well, I don't know if this is going to work because we're in the hotel now. We're going home tomorrow. And I said, we'll see you in an hour and a half. She said, well, it's almost dinner time. And I said, let's go to dinner. And we did. And I felt very badly because she was very broken up about her loss and her husband's loss. And I was just so glad that my husband and I were able to go share some and have dinner with them and their daughter and just lighten their load a little bit. We had some laughs. We were talking about things that, you know, we had nothing to do with family. She had been encompassed by family for 3 or 4 days. And so we were kind of a change of scenery, certainly. And I'm from New York, and my husband's from Savannah, Georgia. So we were surely a change of scenery for these Texans. And as I say, we had a lot of fun and made two friends. And their daughter said, Aunt Kathy, I've got a new aunt and a new uncle. And she went back to Texas, and she's a real treasure. That is what happened, and we met on the video chat at Mark's Newton Now. And yes, I did produce the Extra Normal video, a couple of them, and so did the young man that we've also met on the chat in chat video, and he's a young teenager who put out an excellent, excellent piece. Not many 13-year-olds or 15-year-olds listen to adults anymore, and he did, and he does. And we're all happy to have him with us whenever he can.
Well, that's great. And actually, one of the things I like about Blog Talk Radio is the archive aspect of it. And I know many people say, oh, well, you know, I can't make it in tonight or I can't listen tonight, but I can listen to the archives. And because of this, one another good thing about the archives is you can fast forward it, you can rewind. Of course, it's not like, you know, like on, you know, a video, but you can click, you know, the little arrow and go up and down and listen to something again. And because being able to do that, and since I don't have a video aspect, which is one of the benefits of Mark's live video chat, you can actually see the videos or see the link up on the screen. But not on Blog Talk Radio, but that's okay. So the reason I'm bringing this up is I would like to read to the people who they can either write it down now, or if you're in the archives, feel free to write this down. And what I'd like to do is read off the link to Kathy's what's that? Extra Normal video. There you go. Extra Normal video.
Extra Normal.
So, Extra Normal. So I'm going to read off the link so the people in the, you know, can maybe write it down, and I'll do it slowly. So if you're listening live and you can't rewind, then you can do that just in case. So I think the people who are guests, they cannot see the chat, but they still might want to see either now or later that video.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to do that.
That's fine.
So it's an http://www.extranormal.com/ www.extranormal. It's just X. TRANORMAL.com and then /watch and then another /, and the numbers are 1 and then after the forward slash 135-675-61 and then /, Newt, N-E-W-T, dash, Gingrich, G-I-N-G-R-I-C-H, dash A dash few F-E-W dash of dash the number 21, 2 and a 1, contract, there's a dash after the 21, and then contract dash with W-I-T-H dash America A-M-E-R-I-C-A and then dash ideas. And that is the link to the Extra Normal video that you can watch, and I've seen it, and you'll certainly enjoy it. It's a great video. So people who are listening to the and live now. If you haven't been able to see the chat, I mean, see the chat, so you can go to the link. Feel free to hopefully written that down and check the video out, or just, you know, go later when you're off the show. Or for those of you in the archive, you can just copy and paste that link or type it into your browser, and there you go, and enjoy that video.
And the first letter is X, as in extra normal. We don't start with an E, we start with the X.
Right, very important. After the www dot, it's extra normal, no E. X, T-R-A, and then normal. Thank you very much. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to make sure I said that if I missed it. If I did, I apologize. So.
Oh, you did well. It's just, it's really hard to enunciate letters on the phone.
Yeah, and it's a long link, and that's fine, but that's what, as I said, one of the things I like about the archives. It can only just rewind. You know, that's a good thing about technology.
Yes. We enjoy it very much when it works. And, Mark, I am so thrilled to hear. I didn't expect to hear you on the phone blog tonight, but I'm sure you're surprised that I'm on. But I wanted to listen to the broker convention information that is going to be shared, because it's truly a part of history. It's coming down the pike real fast.
Well, bringing it back, one of the big questions, about even a broker convention, is this one thing I was on Facebook about today, and people are like, oh, there's going to be no convention. There was actually, broker convention. There was actually a debate about whether the delegates are going to be bound and unbound. And Ben Swan's videos was the topic of discussion. You know, of course, you had a Romney supporter who didn't really give a lot of substance, just a lot of name-calling, as unfortunately what I've seen a lot of them do, because I think they know, even the people who support Romney, you know, they support him because they have been led to believe that he's the only one to defeat Obama, and because of that, they're defending someone that is, you know, is indefensible, and so that's why they can't come up with good, logical reasons to defend Mitt Romney, so they got to resort to things that the liberals do, such as name-calling, and instead of attacking the message, they attack the messenger to, you know, discourage the audience from listening to that message.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, this is the audio that people were discussing and debating about when it comes to unbound delegates.
Okay.
1 week ago, Reality Check told you about one reason why the Republican presidential nomination is far from locked up. But at least one blogger says Ben got it wrong. Did he? The answer in a Reality Check, reply all.
The issue at hand, our Reality Check on Rule 38 of the Republican National Convention rules. As I told you last week, way down at the end of the RNC rules is rule number 38. That rule consists of only one sentence. No delegate or alternate delegate shall be bound by any attempt of any state or congressional district to impose the unit rule. So what is the unit rule? Well, that rule requires that all delegates from one state or congressional district are required or bound to vote as a unit. After that story aired, a blog post titled Urgent, Ben Swan and Matt Larson are wrong about Rule 38 and delegates being unbound based on RNC rules. Now, the author here does a good job of raising some very valid points at the heart of his argument. The states get around this rule by not binding the entire group of delegates. They always have at least one delegate unbound, and it's usually three unbound delegates. So they are not enforcing a unit rule in any way. Therefore, Rule 38 does not apply to the argument. And that is true. For instance, in Ohio, we have 66 delegates, and they are bound delegates. But of those 66, there are three RNC delegates who have the freedom to vote however they choose. Therefore, the blogger correctly states that this allows the RNC to get around the unit rule. But the blogger may not be entirely correct. I stand by our argument that it very well may be that none of the delegates, when they reach the Republican National Convention, are actually bound. And it isn't just our theory. An extensive article at fairvote.org has taken a very close look at this issue. And the truly important issue is this. The author states that the RNC rules provision on the unit rule make it clear that delegates are not bound to vote according to how most delegates from their state are voting. They go on to say, delegates can vote according to their own judgment and conscience. So, what is all of this based on? Actually, it's not our interpretation of the RNC rules or fairvote.org's interpretation. It is the interpretation of the RNC legal counsel. In 2008, this issue came up. It was actually in Utah, where a delegate did not want to join with the rest of the state and vote for John McCain, and instead demanded that his vote be cast for Mitt Romney. McCain won Utah with 62% of the vote in 2008. But here's the most important part. In that delegate's fight to cast a dissenting vote was this statement over the specific issue. Jennifer Sheehan, legal counsel for the RNC, plainly stated in a letter to Nancy Lord, Utah National Committee woman, several weeks before the convention, the RNC does not recognize a state's binding of national delegates, but considers each delegate a free agent who can vote for whoever they choose. And the National Convention allows delegates to vote for the individual of their choice, regardless of whether the person's name is officially placed into nomination or not. And that statement is about as clear as it gets. The delegate process was actually designed to entrust a group of voters with the power to override the popular vote in each state in order to ensure that the best candidate is chosen. Now, keep in mind, the Republican and the Democratic parties are not government agencies. They're private organizations, more like clubs. So voting within a party is not bound by election law. And that's what you need to know. The national media isn't telling you something very important. This past weekend, Congressman Ron Paul swept the delegates in two states, in Nevada and in Maine. At this point, all the delegate momentum appears to be on his side. So, much of what we've been telling you for months has now finally been mentioned by several national outlets. Bloomberg Business, U.S. News & World Report, even radio host Mark Levin this week have finally started to hint at the idea that, well, maybe Tampa isn't going to be inevitable after all. Stay tuned. And that is Reality Check.
If you'd like to make your voice heard on the story, head over to Ben's Facebook page. You can find it by searching Ben Swan, WX.
Okay, would either Kathy or Mark like to chime in on that?
Mark, age before beauty.
I'm sorry?
I'm neither. I am neither.
So you have nothing to say?
Robert, excuse me. We've watched that segment numerous times. In fact, Reality Check has become a real staple of our programming. But that was the one that really cleared the air because so many people were not informed at all. And it's one thing to hear the individual voices of grassroots citizens, but those are more easily discredited. But when you hear the voices of the citizens and then you see something on a national outlet like Reality Check, it affirms that, hey, these people aren't crazy. They actually are making sense now. So it helps validate our journalistic accuracy.
Well, yeah, as citizen journalists, and as I said, this is stuff you're not going to really see on the mainstream news. I mean, this is Ben Swan comes from a local news station, actually local in my hometown as it is. But that's something you'll certainly won't hear on. And I don't even see anything of it on, you know, or even hear about it on Fox News or anything of that nature. They're supposed to be conservative media, which has not panned out to be so this election cycle.
Yeah,
that's
one of the channels that my RSS engine is subscribed to. So as soon as there's a new video posted from Reality Check, you know, I get a little bubble pop up, boom, new video.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, assuming the content is consistent, we've only skipped one of them. You know, we're on it that night, and we're running it up a flagpole, and we Facebook it, we Twitter it. Again, a lot of emphasis on strategy, how you can get involved. It's great that people are out there listening and consuming the information, but if that doesn't translate into some action, then how are things going to change?
Right. Well, Kathy mentioned the Tea Party tonight. which, in my opinion, were instrumental in getting the, it's not just opinion, it's fact, but was instrumental in getting many of the Republican candidates elected in 2010, and I would even go as far as to say was a huge contribution to the Republican Party regaining control of the House is because of the Tea Party. Now, unfortunately, some of the candidates that the Tea Party got elected turncoated on, you know, on the people that elected them, you know, in the way that they've handled themselves in this election cycle. But be that as it may,
well,
they were still instrumental getting
well,
at getting
anytime,
in.
Robert, that I sincerely believe, and I certainly, you know, hate to see that happen, but I think it's something we have to be prepared for, is that if you or I were elected to Congress, we would go up there with every intent of changing Washington, but in many cases, Washington changes the candidate. And, you know, that is an unfortunate byproduct of a corrupt political system that we need to change.
That's true. I mean, but you'd like to see people who would have more, you know, backbone. Well, I don't want to use the word.
I'm not
backbone.
Giving them a pass. I'm just trying to explain what happened. It wasn't that they deceived us during the election, but when they get up there, they find out that in order to get their agenda passed, they've got to, you know, the whole compromise and principles start getting eroded. And that's why
that's
it's important that you and I and Sammy and Tex Rex and Charlotte and all those that come on board the Conservative Conversation Network keep running this up a flagpole, keep their feet to the fire, and let them know that we are watching and there are a lot of us and we vote. We do more than
keep
vote.
Making those videos.
We get on Facebook, we get on Twitter, and we put on videos, and you know, we discuss this. So it's not... The internet has been a real game changer. Blog Talk Radio, Facebook video, Twitter, all those have, I really believe, have been a game changer for the grassroots movement.
Because their contribution is education, and education, especially in politics, to the average citizen, is so complicated that most people don't even want to hear about it. Because it is too complicated, and they leave it to someone else to hope for the best. But things like Obamacare, now it's time for the average citizen to jump in, because there's too many. We've already tried to not have it go through, and somehow it got passed. So at this point, education is a huge internet catalyst, and it needs to be and continually be. An education tool. It can be used for good, or it can be good used for evil. I choose good.
But so another show that I would like to see, you know, come on board. They just started their show this past Thursday. It's the Patriots' Voice for Freedom, and they just had their pilot episode last Thursday. And the thing about that is they were actually tried, people who were all Romney supporters actually sabotaged their show in the hopes that they would not be able to run their pilot show as planned. Well, fortunately, that plan was thwarted, and they were able to get their show done anyway, which, you know, which I was glad to see. You know, that they were able to get their message out, even, you know, in the nasty attempt from the, you know, the Romney supporters. So I was glad to see that, and I'm hoping that as their show moves on, you know, they definitely are a conservative conversation. But, you know, we have a group
Robert,
where we got
let me
page where they're on
you
it.
Because
go ahead. No,
you're,
go ahead.
You're not telling the whole story because you're too modest. You told the first part correct, but you failed to mention something that's important, and it's not about aggrandizing Robert. What it's about is we have a team. And what
exactly.
happened, for those of you who are out there, is Robert offered the use of his show to these Patriots, saying, okay, you know, that door got locked. He gave them the keys to his show and brought them on board, so it went on anyway. But that's an important thing, Robert, is we're not just individuals doing a show so that we will become famous. We are individuals working together as a team to advance a cause. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we close my show, we always end with the same, what I call our closing anthem. And my favorite scene in that little three-minute closing song in video is when a guy tosses his sword to another guy on a horse. And, you know, that's teamwork, giving up your sword so that your fellow patriot can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert, I just applaud you for what you're doing. And we are making, I'm up here working this weekend on some new tricks and techno toys to bring in those, at least one, if not both of those individuals, because we've got some real talent and some real intellectual capital out there.
We've got
some heavy hitters. We've got a delegate to the RNC in Alaska that is a part of the conservative conversation, a regular. And, hey, and I see I see Barbara just popped in.
Barbara Byers, yeah.
What we do in our show, we have working audience members, and Barbara is among them, okay? She actually moderates. We are simulcasting from midnight to 2. We're simulcasting on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and Ustream. Now, Robert, you were multitasking a minute ago, and you know what that's like. Well,
mm-hmm.
Barbara has never missed a show. Never. Never. And without me even asking, she goes over to the Blog Talk Radio and moderates the chat because I can't keep up with all this. And we've never had a real problem, but at the same time, as soon as somebody arrives, she welcomes them in and encourages them and lets them know, hey, this is also over here and here and here, because, you know, Blog Talk Radio ends promptly at 2 a.m., but the conversation doesn't. So I just want to give a shout-out to Barbara, one of our hard-working, dedicated, faithful participants, you know, in Newt Now and the live video chat. And I just couldn't do it without you, Barbara. I love you, and I just thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And Mark touched on something I think is very important. And I appreciate you, Mark, for, you know, for your thoughts and your words there. I appreciate it. It is about teamwork, and that's what's important. It's about the conservative conversation. And we are a group, you know. And so what we do, you know, and what you do in any group is, you know, you show support when support is needed, and that's all I did for there. You know, I mean, that's all I did is that I seen a group member, or, you know, that needed support, that needed some teamwork, and so it was great that, you know, there was the opportunity for me to be able to, you know, lend them that, you know, the support that they, or give them the support that they needed. And because it is a team effort. And what's important is it's the information to get out. And they had some very important information to get out to the public. And that's what was important is to get that information out. And also, if it comes to, you know, some good feelings myself, I was happy to foil those guys' plans, you know, to be honest.
Amen. It was more than just getting the show on. It thwarted the thwarters, you know.
Yeah, I was happy for that. I'll admit I was happy to thwart their plans, because because she described to me the way that they did it is they did it, they planned it up to the moment where they thought mm-hmm. that she was not going to be able to implement her show to get her pilot on that night. Mm-hmm. They timed it.
Mm-hmm.
They actually timed their sabotage mm-hmm. to try to keep her from, you know, from getting her show, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's going to be more and more of that sabotaging issue coming up as we get closer to the Tampa election, convention, because people are starting to feel the earth shake.
Exactly, more and more people are getting, I had seen a blog a little while ago, and this was some weeks ago, and I would say approximately 2 to 3 weeks. And they were talking about, not us in particular, but they were talking about, you know, the Newt supporters, which I am a Newt supporter, and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, you guys are, you're falling into a liberal trap. You know, they're talking about a brokered convention. You're falling into a liberal trap. And what it is, it's not a liberal trap that's been laid. It's been a moderate trap in the Republican Party that's being laid for conservatives. And what that is it's the conservatives, what the trap is they try to say, well, look, you know, if you're not voting for Romney or supporting Romney right now, you know, you're just, you know, helping out or supporting Obama, which isn't the case. See, what they do is the rhinos are trying to put us in the trap of following someone we have such a distaste for because, you know, Romney does not stand for our principles, but they try to put us in this trap like, well, then, you know, you must be for Obama if you're not, you know, supporting Romney. And they're the ones actually trying to lay the trap, not the liberal, you know, not the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. And the Republican Party has a history that is, this is, I won't say it's the norm, but it's also not odd for a broken convention to even exist. Because as Lady in Alaska has well documented, these things happen, and it's not always the presumptive candidate who wins the general election.
Exactly, and that's part of what Barbara Haney was talking about on the Patriots Voice for Freedom show, and I believe that show is on Thursday evenings on Blog Talk Radio. And that is from, I believe it's going to be from 8 p.m. to either 9 or 10 p.m. But what I would ask is for the audience, if they could keep if they go to that show, just keep a couple hours open. Or if it's only on for an hour, you can, as Mark suggests about show hopping, is you hop on their show for 8 to 9, if it's indeed over at 9. And then you can hop back over to my show if you're into environmental issues. I cover environmental issues on Thursdays. But let me give if I may be so bold as to give a little plug in for my Thursday show this Thursday, is I'm interviewing Aubrey Ashburn, who at the end of tonight's show and all shows, you will hear a song that she has sung. And I'm actually interviewing her, which I'm really excited about because I've been listening to her music for years. So I'm really excited about, you know, interviewing this coming up Thursday. But anyway, and I'd appreciate anybody who come and listen and give her a good showing. You know,
congratulations.
Robert, one of the features that I think is worth mentioning, for those that are willing to go to the landing page for Newt Now, which is probably going to change in the near future, but literally the links to all the shows in the Conservative Conversation Network are all at one place. And for the Blog Talk Radio shows, when you open it, there's literally just a line of radio buttons across the top of the screen. So you can literally go straight out of your show into Sammy's show into my show by just clicking one, like the old-time buttons on the car radios in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, as more and more, in fact, I don't have all the updated links, Robert. We need to get together. If you'll share those with me, I need to update that page. But it's sort of a single place you can go, and you can navigate to all the shows in all the various venues within the Conservative Conversation Network, which is probably going to take on a new name, but I can't mention that yet. But we do have some exciting mutations, I should say, or evolutions coming up, because this is growing, Robert. It used to be Sammy, and Sammy has done a great job of starting something. But no one person is ever going to, as a citizen, is going to get big enough to get this job done. And, you know, I followed, and then I believe Charlotte followed, then Robert, and now we've got Tex Rex, and now we've got the new one you just mentioned. And it's growing. Now, I mentioned Barbara a moment ago. I believe in the near future, her husband Frank is going to have a contribution to the Conservative Conversation on Ustream. So if you don't know about all these things I'm talking about, again, I invite you to come learn. It's a very unique experience. We spend a lot of time learning and equipping each other with the tools that are out there that will enable and empower each of you, each of us, to play a more active role in making needed changes in our country.
Mm-hmm. Education.
It ain't up to Newt by himself. Okay.
That's right. That's right. No one person could do this or cover as much ground in the same time.
And speaking of that, one of the things I like to do on the show is I like to read from the chat when people put something in there because, as I said, it's very interactive. And not everyone likes to be heard on the radio, and that's fine. I understand that. Just like on your show, Mark, I've never done a webcam. You know, just being on camera just isn't one of my favorite things, I guess.
You've got the face for radio, Robert.
I guess I do. Well, you know, and all the women go to your show to see your face, Mark. That's what that. Yeah. So that's
it's
you
blown.
Get
it's
all
blown.
Those women there. Well, it, definitely, and the hat. You know, you got to wear the hat more often. I think that's a personally, I like the hat. But I mean, anyway. But in the chat, Barbara chimed in, and you know, she said, "Thank you, Mark. It is my pleasure to help any way I can. We all do. You are so encouraging to us, and we have learned so much from you all." And that was to you, Mark. And then also Kathy chimed in.
Well, but it's plural. We're learning from each other, Robert.
Yes.
It's not about, you know, I've got a monopoly on the wisdom. Come to my show and get your dose of it. No, come bring your gifts, your
exactly.
talents, your knowledge, and share them with us, and we will share our we're all gifted in different ways, but we are all gifted. And if you don't use that gift, then, you know, well, I won't preach on your show.
That's okay. I mean, that's why I have the mic open up, so to speak, for people to talk about their shows, and people can get a flavor of what the shows are about. And also, I just spoke on chat with Rex from Rex and Tex not long ago, and he said he's going to try to come on later on to talk about his show.
Perfect.
So hopefully you'll be able to make an appearance. He said he has some. Go ahead.
You know, Robert, I remember when Rex was interested in coming on my show. And he says, "Well, I don't have a Facebook account. Is there any way? I mean, I don't want to use Facebook. You know, there's just I said, "No,
right.
You have to be on Facebook." And look what's happened. He got on Facebook just to come to this show. That's all he did. He just wanted to get to the show. Now look at the impact that Rex is having on Facebook.
Right.
That's growth, and that's what we try to foster. Is wherever you are, there's a rung on that ladder within reach of you. And what we do is we share ideas and say, you can reach up and get that rung if you want to. And we encourage each other to do it. And we've seen the results. Rex is a powerful influence on Facebook.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I don't know if you heard my daughter trying to chime in as she comes into the office and looking for something. I'm like, well, on the radio. You know what? 10-year-old kids don't care about those sort of things.
No.
So they just march in and be like, oh, I'm looking. It's like, hello. Oh, the joys of having children, but I still like to have more. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead, guys.
They grow up fast.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, you don't think Rex would mind. Maybe he can chime in about the contributions his wife's made. With her talents. Maybe we'll ask him about that when he comes in, and we can ask him, you know, the contribution she's made with her talents.
Tremendous.
Breaking news. I just see in the chat that Sammy's not feeling well and is not going to have a show tonight.
Okay.
Robert, I've got 2 hours open on my show tonight because I normally don't do shows on the weekend.
Right.
So I'm wondering if we want to continue this, I may can go schedule a show for 10 to 12.
Good idea.
I actually got to do it from 10 to 1. No, I can't. No, I can't. No. That breaks into Monday.
Right.
But if you like, I can go ahead and set up a show where when your time's up here, we can just all move over to my show on Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Yeah,
since Sammy's not going to have a show.
And do that, sure.
I think it's called teamwork.
Yeah, definitely. We can do a shout out for Sammy. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me. I'm gonna bounce out for a little while. I'm gonna go set up a Blog Talk Radio show, starting at 10 p.m. and going until midnight, assuming that Sammy's not going to be on the air tonight. If that changes, I will yield. But let me bail out of here for a few moments and go set that up, Robert. Okay.
Sure.
And I will flag some of the usuals on
Yeah, rally the troops.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it on Facebook. I can't do it on Ustream tonight because, well, maybe. We'll see. All right, I'm going to be out for a while. I'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll see. And thanks for calling in, Mark. And if you could come back in, that'd be great. Yes, Barbara.
Sure, I'll try to stay dialed in.
Oh, okay. I'll mute it and then just make a comment in the chat about coming back in. So I'll go ahead because he might be doing some clicking, you know, getting things together. And yes, Barbara, if you want to chime in something in the chat, go ahead. And then unless you want to call in at 347-945-7428. If not, that's okay. You can just put it in the chat, and I'll read it over the air. Oh, it said, when I was watching the race today and they were doing the preliminary opening, there was someone in the background playing Isabella's song. Really? That's awesome. That is
that's
awesome.
That's incredible.
The one that she made with the
Journey.
Barbara, I'm just going to talk directly to you and just put it in the chat. Are we talking about the one that's got the video of her and Rex in it with those actual lyrics that she changed the lyrics was on the race?
Don't stop.
You could chum that in. That would be phenomenal. I'd love to get a...
Yeah.
Well, as she said, I kept... Well, with the changed lyrics and everything.
Cool.
Okay, well, folks, well, that gives you... Hopefully that whets your appetite into what we're talking about. And hopefully Rex can come in with more information on that. And what I'd like to do, if I could... I wouldn't be able to do that tonight, but what I'm going to do is it's probably been something I should have done a while ago, but hindsight's 2020, as we know, is that I should have went ahead and downloaded and made an audio clip of that song so I could play it here on Bard's Logic Political Talk. But, you know, that's something I could do in the future. And speaking of that, people on chat, and if you're, excuse me, the people in chat and the people listening on archives and live listens, wherever you're listening to, is that another way you could find the conservative conversation is on the homepage of this show's homepage. You can also find a link to this show's website. So Bard's Logic Political Talk also has a website. And on the About the Show page, it talks about the show and just times and general information. But if you scroll down, it will also have a link to the conservative conversation. So the page that Mark was talking about getting to, that's another avenue to get there. I believe another way you could get there is through going to Facebook and going to the Facebook app. I mean, go to the search engine on Facebook and just type in Newt Now as one word, and that will take you to the application or take you to the page, I should say. So that's one way, but if you do not have a Facebook account, which not everyone does, another way to get there would be through this show's website. And also for Rex's show, who you'll hear later, for my show and for Mark's Blog Talk Radio show, is you can also follow the shows, which I'm sure we would all appreciate if you did that. And then all you have to do is there's a little follow button underneath the icon of the shows. If you could just click that and follow it, that'd be great. I believe all that does is just send you emails on what, you know, oh, hey, the show that you're following is coming up, and that's all that is. So we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow the shows. And it sounds like you're going to chime in, Kathy. Go ahead.
As I said, there's nothing on TV, so all of this week, it's either if you don't like the Olympics, you're out of luck on TV. And in deference to the Olympics, the shows that you might watch on USA are in repeat because they know no one's watching TV this week. So, this would be a perfect segue into weaning yourself off the TV because this is a whole more informative and interactive.
Yeah, one of the things that we talk about here on the Conservative Conversation, or at least my show, but I know I've heard it on the other shows as well, so it's not just this one, is that, is that we kind of rail against the television programs. Now, I mean, I watch baseball every once in a while, and there's a TV show that my wife and I watch. We record it, and we watch it together. It's kind of one of our, one of the things we do together. And so it's just one show, but, we can just watch it whenever we have some time, like eating dinner. So we're multitasking. Mm-hmm. We're eating dinner and we're watching a show at the same time. So, you know, that being said, I mean, so much time is spent, in my opinion, you know, wasted on, you know, people watching the unreality, what I call the unreality reality shows.
Yes,
you know,
state reality shows, yes.
Exactly. And so people aren't getting informed because they're mesmerized, you know,
mm-hmm.
by TV programs. And I understand the lure towards it because it's a part of relaxing after a long day. But one thing I've learned just in life is that pretty much everything's a habit. I mean, you just get used to doing something. You know, you do it for a while, and then you just keep doing it. And then, you know, it becomes a habit. Oh, your habit is, well, now you just go to these blog talk radio shows. Okay?
That's right.
And then when you miss it, just like when you miss a TV show, you feel like, oh, my gosh, I missed that. You know what I mean? It's not now you missed, you know, a TV show, you know, some episode of some TV show. You missed, you know, getting some kind of information that, you know, very well be pertinent to your life, really, because, you know, politics touches every aspect of everyone's life, if you think about it.
Every day. Well, the other aspect, though, of your shows are the archives, as you've mentioned, because I was able to go on the Rex Tex archive and listen up to their part of their show. And that was extremely helpful, and really, I was very happy to be able to do that.
Well, definitely, I love the archive portions because you do get more people who listen to the archives than the live. And the reason that is people just like DDRs or whatever they're called, DVRs. People can listen to them at their own convenience, and also the episodes can be downloaded to your computer as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
You can download the episodes. I believe there's a download button. I download it from my, you know, from my page because, you know, it's my show, so there's an aspect where I can download my own, you know, archive. And I believe you can also download, yes, from the homepage. So, Kathy, if you don't mind, if you want to test that out at some point, and then you could just, you could save it onto your, because I think some people actually download it to their iPhones. And they can listen to it over their iPhone, I believe, or maybe even their smartphone. That's definitely something as part of the learning process, something I could work with myself and do that and see the possibilities. Because as I said, today marks my 2 months being on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm still learning. You know, I'm still learning a lot, too. So.
Well, as I say, the education has been incredible, and also technology has. It just seems like every day it takes another leap, not a step, but a leap. And there's more.
And Newt Gingrich
talks
about that a lot too, about technology.
Yes, he does. Yes.
And the advances of technology.
And its positive side of advancement. And his concern for I don't know if you've seen his concern for the EMA, I think I got that right, where the electrical grids across the country are a concern for sabotage. You know, we have sabotage within our own party, but that's not near as I think detrimental as the sabotage that may come from other sources.
Exactly. I mean, Newt talks about the things that some people are just afraid to talk about. And I think that they're afraid to talk about it. Let's be honest. I mean, they're just not as intelligent as Newt is. That's not, you know, I'm not downing anybody. That's just a fact. I mean, I think that, you know, Newt Gingrich is one of the smartest people in politics. And he knows history. And, you know, I think that it would be a great benefit for this nation to have him as the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, he carries a PhD, for starters, and he also was a teacher. So he speaks to people in a teaching mode, which is extremely helpful because he doesn't talk down to people. We've had a president or two who has felt that he's known a lot more than the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to listen to a president and actually understand his conversation or what he's saying and be able to internalize it is extremely helpful as well. But that's where he comes from, is a teaching direction from teaching. And
right.
So that's it's the cream on the pie here, because I think he at this point he is a total package. I'm afraid that most of Congress is afraid of him, because he makes his points known and he gets the work done, and that's something that the Congress has been lax in, and they've gotten very comfortable in their do nothing mode, basically. And
exactly. Well, you know what? I'm gonna, you know, and they're talking about winners and losers, you know, in the Contract of America. And I actually have, where is it at? A clip of Mitt Romney. And this talking about the Contract of America. Now, would you say that Contract with America was a pretty conservative, initiative?
Yes, it is. It's conservative and it's helpful, because it's an outline.
No, I thought so. You're gonna have winners and losers. There's nothing. That's just life. I mean, that's what happens. You know, but the reason I'm bringing that up is I want to share this.
Let me tell you, in my view, it is not a good idea to go into a contract like what was organized by the Republican Party in Washington, laying out a whole series of things which the party said, these are the things we're going to do. I think that's a mistake. I think instead that if you want to get something done in Washington, you don't end up picking teams with Republicans on one side and Democrats on the other, entering into a contract and saying, okay, we're all going to do this, and then, of course, that works, then the other side feels like they're the loser. But if it wins, they feel like the winner. I don't like winners and losers in Washington. I'd rather say let's get together and work together.
Now, what has working together with Democrats done for this nation? What has compromise done? What has, you know, pork spending done, you know?
Well, we don't have a balanced budget for over 1,000 days. I'm sure that I can't remember what the number is anymore, but we haven't had a balanced budget. That's a real
right. Why should we give up our conservative ideals?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like everyone getting a prize because they attended.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? And it's a shame that sometimes our schools are kind of turning out. I mean, I've heard of schools being dodgeball being banned because it might, you know, hurt the psyche of the kids or something like that, because they're the last one or the first one to get out or something. It's like, you know, that Friedrich Nietzsche, you know, that which does not kill you makes you stronger. I mean, no wonder, when they talk about, you know, our parents being for part of the greatest generation, you know, there's a big part of me thinks there might be some validity to that.
Because
they were very strong people, and I think because they lived life, you know, they had to learn how to overcome obstacles, and that's what makes you stronger. You know,
overcome and compensate. If they had to do something they didn't want to do, they would figure out either how to do it or to compensate for the lack of skill. They would work it out. They wouldn't walk away and just say, I can't do that.
Well, and you know what? And I think that's why we compromise so much. Something that I think that Romney was hinting to is, you know, compromise. I understand where compromise and diplomacy are a good thing. I do that all the time. I mean, heck, if you're married, you got to learn how to compromise, you know. But when it comes to politics and it comes to getting ideas, put forth, I mean, look what Newt Gingrich did, you know, in 94. I mean, did he give up his conservative ideals to try to get a little bit of conservative laws passed?
No, the contract, as I said, was an outline. And if you can tick off, I'm a list person, and if I can tick off something I've done, I've moved forward. I've accomplished that, and I'm going forward with the next issue or the next thing on my list, and I feel very accomplished. So I don't think that lists are a bad idea.
Yeah, and Kathy Mindy in the chat chimed in. So sounds like the little green monster is rearing up in Romney. Another name is Newt Envy. Romney could only hope to be half as good as Newt.
That's right. I'd like to know why in 08 McCain did not pick Romney for his vice president.
Well, there was a big 200-page dossier on Mitt Romney. They call it's out now called the Romney Book. I actually have a copy on that saved on my computer. It talks about a lot of Romney's record.
I was going to print it out, but it was 200 pages, and I said, "Well, I'll be back."
Yeah.
I didn't print it out.
I have it saved on the computer, and it's vast, and that's a lot of stuff that you're not going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or, on the so-called conservative media and certainly not the mainstream media, because, the mainstream media is for Obama, and they want to run against Romney. They want Obama to run against Romney because he's actually the worst candidate for the Republicans to put up for, to defeat Obama.
His debating skills and his knowledge is not as on his fingertips as his Newt's.
Oh,
he doesn't talk from a teleprompter. He doesn't talk from notes. He just talks right off the top of his head and has his facts in order.
Well, speaking of the debate, I like to be funny sometimes. You've heard me on Mark's show. You know how I like to cut up a little bit.
I do. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of some comedy, here is just a 1-minute clip that I like to play for the folks. It's funny. Of what it would be like for a Romney and Obama debate.
Mr. President, just how different are you from Governor Romney?
Now, let me be clear. I agreed with Governor Romney on many things. For instance, abortion. He was pro-choice most of his adult life. So was I. But he changed his position when he became presidential candidate.
Hold on.
Now, let's take guns. Now, Governor Romney and I, we were in complete agreement on gun control. Now, that is, until he changed his mind.
But I...
And on health care, I was so inspired by Romneycare that I nationalized it and called it Obamacare.
Whoa.
But now, presidential candidate Romney is against the individual mandate and universal health care. Now, I agreed with Governor Romney on many things, but this presidential candidate Romney, I don't even know the guy. Then again, he doesn't seem to know himself.
Oh, come on!
Governor Romney?
Any our teacher is responsible for the content of this message.
I love that audio. That's so funny.
That's very good.
That's so funny. But you know what? If you may indulge me, Kathy, in the audience, if you may indulge me, I have another clip that I'd like to play. And this one's longer. It's 4 minutes. But it's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And I think the Obama-Romney debate was a good segue into this one. This is what it would be like to hear about a Newt Gingrich and an Obama debate and give you a little flavor after the introductions and people talking about what a debate would be with Newt Gingrich and Obama. And as I say, give you a flavor of what it would sound like between the two.
Gingrich. Tonight, Newt Gingrich, again, I think did the best.
The guy that I'm agreeing with most up on stage is probably the guy to my left, so I would say that Newt Gingrich would be the guy.
Actually, Newt has been one of the best of the other candidates.
Newt Gingrich showed last night why many conservatives believe he is the best person to take on Obama.
Anybody who's covered Newt Gingrich over the years knows better than to underestimate him.
When Newt Gingrich goes after the mainstream media or one of their reporters, he's going after Barack Obama, and that's what the Republican primary voters want.
It actually got a standing ovation, which is fairly unusual in a debate like this.
These debates are part of the reason why Newt Gingrich just won South Carolina.
Well, maybe we should go along with what Gingrich wants and have debates without moderators.
Why Newt Gingrich?
Well, I just think he's got the best economic plan of any of the candidates.
Tea Party Nation founder Judson Phillips says Newt is the most electable, and he's also impressed with Gingrich's debate performances.
Reagan conservative, grassroots, which is Newt Gingrich.
Just take a look at the extraordinary men and women who make up the 104th Congress, and of course its distinguished speaker, Newt Gingrich. Barry Goldwater handed the torch to Ronnie. And in turn, Ronnie turned that torch over to Newt.
The distinction between Speaker Gingrich and President Obama will be so distinct that I think that gives him the best chance in order to be able to get elected president.
Newt Gingrich comes out as the big winner tonight.
And it's rare that the group almost unanimously picks one winner.
Tell me, who won this debate?
Gingrich.
Show the audience, how many of you were backing Gingrich 10 days ago? Raise your hands. And how many of you thought that he won today?
Newt Gingrich would, he would clobber Barack Obama in any debate, any forum that had to do with substance when it comes to policy and solutions for the challenges that America faces. Newt Gingrich would clobber Barack Obama.
And what I want to do is to make sure that the plumber, the nurse, the firefighter, the teacher, the young entrepreneur who doesn't yet have money, I want to give them a tax break now. And that requires us to make some important choices. Last point I'll make about small businesses, not only do 98% of small businesses make less than $250,000, but I also want to give them additional tax breaks because they are the drivers of the economy. They produce the most jobs.
The fact is that more people have been put on food stamps by Barack Obama than any president in American history. Now, I know among the politically correct you're not supposed to use facts that are uncomfortable. Second, you were the one who earlier raised the key point. The area that ought to be I-73 was called by Barack Obama a corridor of shame because of unemployment. Has it improved in 3 years? No. They haven't built the road. They haven't helped the people. They haven't done anything.
Finish your talk, Mr. Speaker.
One last thing.
Yes, sir.
So here's my point. I believe every American of every background has been endowed by their creator with the right to pursue happiness. And if that makes liberals unhappy, I'm going to continue to find ways to help poor people learn how to get a job, learn how to get a better job, and learn someday to own the job.
Okay, folks, and that would be give you a flavor of what a Newt Gingrich and a Barack Obama debate would be like. And the only way we're going to be able to get that is to support a brokered convention. Okay? So write your delegates, find out who they are, write your state chairpersons, call the RNC, tell them to open up the doors. If you know any delegates personally, or write them, get them to start the roll call vote in which they can vote against, or not against, but for Newt Gingrich or someone else besides Romney, for the Ron Paul supporters out there in the audience. Because frankly, when it comes to that, I'd support Ron Paul before I'd support Mitt Romney. I mean, I am and always will be a Newt Gingrich supporter. And frankly, if Mitt Romney got the nomination, I couldn't in good conscience, because all the stuff that I know about him, could vote for Romney. The only way I could vote for Romney is if Newt Gingrich was on that ticket, for them to be like, look, you know, for all the stuff that the RNC, the establishment, and Romney campaign has done to Newt Gingrich, if there's anyone who deserves to be on that ticket, it's Newt Gingrich.
But I'd like to see him as president and have others as a subordinate. Robert, at this point, I'm going to jump off the phone and jump on the computer and rally the troops and see if we can get a Mark show going.
Well, and, great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And yes, you have a good evening, and thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, Robert. Take care. Bye-bye now.
You
Bye.
Too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and that was Kathy Chapman, and she's got the extra normal video that I talked about, or, you know, someone put in the chat earlier. So if you're in the chat, scroll up, and that will give you a link to Kathy's video on Extra Normal. And I've seen it. It's a really good video. And thank you very much for her contributions to the cause, to the conservative conversation. Now, still waiting on to see if Rex would be able to call in from the Rex and Tech show. But, well, we'll see. We'll see. If not, that's okay. I understand. People got, you know, things to do. It's kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing when I contacted them. And then also, you could find after this show, if you'd like to go to Mark's show. You can find it on The Conservative Conversation. As I said, you can find it through Facebook. You could go to the Facebook search engine and put Newt Now, N-E-W-T-N-O-W, as one word there. Or you can, and you'd like to check out the website for Bard's Logic Political Talk, you can go to the website, which you can find a link to the website there. Excuse me. And if you just came in or just listening, you can scroll down to the About the Show page, and you can see a link to the Conservative Conversations, the different shows that you can go to. And also, I have the icon where, not just on this show, but on Tex and Rex show and on Sammy Samford show and on Mark's show, the Facebook Live video chat, they have a little follow button that you can push to follow these shows. And I know the hosts, including myself, would really appreciate if you followed the shows. Thank you very much. Excuse me. So back to the chat. Kathy chimes in. Yes, Tessa, she talked to first chat, Tessa, though, about that, about Rex's wife and about the video. And that's another thing. I hope Rex can come in to talk about her video she made and her song. So we'll see. And then and Kathy saying, yes, definitely, we need a debate between Newt and Obama. Newt would put Obama in place, definitely. I thought of a little cartoon one time that would be kind of funny. You should have a debate setting, and where you have Obama on one side, and he's got a teleprompter in front of him. And then on the other side, you have Romney, and you have Newt Gingrich behind him telling him what to say in response to a question. And then the caption would be, okay, folks, who really has the answers for America? Now, I began that saying that would be something funny. It actually isn't. It actually isn't. It's actually, the cartoon itself would look funny, but it's actually serious. And it's serious because, you know, without a brokered convention, we very well may, well, I said that 10 times fast, have that kind of debate where you have an Obama and Romney. And frankly, Obama is a better speaker than Romney. He will blow Romney off the floor. Romney will just stutter. And also, what can they debate about when a lot of what Obama has done, and, you know, as President of the United States, Romney has done as the governor of Massachusetts. Now, I had an article here that I'm going to pull up, and it's called 100 Ways Mitt Romney is Just Like Obama. And it's on this website that I will put a link in the chat to so people can look at it as well. And what I like to do is I'll also, okay, I'm playing with some buttons here. That's why there's some pausing. Here's the link in the chat for the folks who can look it up in the chat. Maybe. I'm trying. There we go. Let's get that in there. Computer, I said let's get that in there. There you go. There's the link for you, folks, in the chat. And I'm going to read for the people in the audience who are just unable to come into the chat, and they're just, I'll read this off to you so you can write it down and maybe put it in your browser. It's https://ivn.us/2012/7/17/100-ways-mitt-romney-is-just-like-barack-obama/. And for those of you who are listening on the archive, if you didn't grab all of that, just rewind a little bit, and there you go. So go to the link. And actually, I see a new caller in. to, I will go back to the article if we have time for it. If not, please review it. And I will probably be talking about this article tomorrow as well, so please come into the show. I believe I have online here is someone who has visited my show before, and I truly believe has also been a part of the show's success, is Rex from the new Rex and Tech Show, and that is going to be heard live on Friday nights and Saturday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So without further ado, I will bring in Mr. Rex. This Rex, correct?
Hey, Robert. Yeah, it's Rex. How are you?
Oh, awesome. Great. I'm great. How are you? Thank you for coming in.
Doing well. Congratulations on beginning your third month on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And actually, there's another thing that is kind of a benchmark that happened, but I'm reluctant to say it. But let's just say it's a good benchmark in Blog Talk Radio. People could just go to Blog Talk Radio, search under the shows, under political conservative, and they can find out what the benchmark was. I just don't want to say it, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing, Rex. I want to have you on here because I'd like you to talk about your show. And because, you know, it's part of the conservative conversation. And also what I'm doing tonight is thanking the audience and the people who've called in, such as yourself, and the people from the listening on the archives and the other callers, you know, to appreciate them, you know, contributing to the success of the show because it is doing well, I admit, you know, say. So, you know, I'd like to say thank you and have you promote your show. For people can see that as well, or listen.
Oh, great! Yeah, you can't see it, but you can certainly be in the chat.
But there are some nice pictures you guys put up. You know, when the little things flash, the different pictures of nude on there. So that's actually some kind of visual.
That's true, but you don't see us. You just see pictures of nude, and why would you vote for Romney? But yeah, like you were saying, Robert, the Tex and Rex show premiered, I think, weekend before this weekend, and we're on 8 to 10, which is your usual time slot. We're on Friday and Saturday, and I know you're on Sunday through Thursday. And basically our focus, because we've got 21 days left, or maybe 20 days, is brokered convention. So that's what we try to focus on, but, you know, when callers come in or just in general, Tex and Rex are not known for staying too much on topic. We tend to go off on tangents and sometimes get a little irreverent, but we're focusing on a brokered convention, trying to inform people about why this is a normal and healthy process, why it's good for the party and it's good for the country, and why Mitt Romney is the worst possible candidate to run against Obama. He's the guy Obama wants to run against because he knows he'll win. And, of course, the candidate that Obama fears is Newt Gingrich, because in a debate, Newt Gingrich would demolish Obama. So that's what we've been doing, and I know you've been talking a lot about a lot of the similar things. I know you had Barbara Haney on, and I got to call into that show, and Barbara Haney's been on our show, and she's been great about giving us information about delegate process and the history of brokered conventions where the strongest candidates have come from brokered conventions. And so our point is always to provide information, maybe a little bit of fun, but most importantly is to get people to take action. Because listening to Blog Talk Radio, yes, it's nice for us to support each other, let each other know that we're here, but the most important thing is to take that information and be active with it. And whatever method is comfortable for you, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, writing a letter to the delegates, writing a letter to the editor of a local or a major newspaper, whatever it is that you're comfortable with, is letting people know and letting your friends and neighbors and even people you just bump into on the street know that this is important and that they need to let the delegates know that we want a brokered convention. We literally want to have a debate, and we want the delegates to exercise their judgment and pick the best candidate. And one of the things we talked about on yesterday's show, which is already getting a lot of archive listens, is that you know, being a delegate is a public office of trust. It is a serious position, and you know, it's not something to play around with. So we have to inform these delegates of what their constituents, who are us, are looking for. And I know you do that too.
Exactly. And actually, I think I see your compatriot here on the line. I believe it's Dan. And he's also partnered up with Rex on the Tex and Rex show. And also, Dan has come on and spoken on this show separately as well. As well as I know him and Rex, too, has spoken on both Mark Prasik's show and Sammy's Sanford show, which, unfortunately, Sammy's not going to be having a show tonight. But Mark Prasik is going to have a show that's going to be on live video chat, Facebook live video chat, instead. So, and also, which will be piped in through Blog Talk Radio, I believe. So that'll be tonight after this show. But without further ado, and both, as I said, Dan and Rex has been on that show as well. So without further ado, I will bring Rex, not Rex, Dan to the show. Now don't be confused, because sometimes Dan and Rex sound a lot alike. So go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for coming to the show.
Rex said you were giving us some love, and so you said I was associated with Rex. Rex in the show. I am Tex, so I got my name first.
Okay.
That means that anything that goes wrong, you blame Tex because he's first.
Yeah, exactly. No. You blame Rex because he's pulling the strings behind the curtain. He's the Wizard of Oz over there. I'm just a dude in my living room.
But well, you're not in your living room. You're in a submarine.
Well, yeah. I mean, back in the day, I was a dude in my living room. Now I'm in the submarine. Actually, on the submarine thing, I'll tell you something. I talked to the captain, right? And so he came back to laugh at me because I got sick yesterday. And so he was telling me a Gingrich story, right? Because he started swapping Gingrich stories. So he used to work in the Pentagon. And, you know, this is actually true. So if there's a Gingrich guy out there, you can go verify this one, right? And so he said, so I roll up into the, you know, urinal one day over there at the Pentagon. And I'm sitting there, I'm all by myself, and this guy comes up next to me, you know, and he starts doing his thing. And I look over, it's Newt Gingrich. He's like, you know, I wasn't prepared for that. So I was like, hello, Mr. Speaker. And he's like, how you doing, Captain? And he's just like, I just went back to my business. I'm like, yeah, at that point, pretty much the Newt Zilla rolled up on you with his pants down. He either likes you or you're just going to, you better be fireproof. So it's kind of funny. But I've spoken with Gingrich myself on the phone once back when I was working for the Hammer, and I remember he called me and he said I'd like to speak with Charles, and so you know I thought I'd get real smart with him, give him a little jazz, and I said absolutely, just a minute, Mr. Speaker. Anyway, that's a dry delivery on that one, dry. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Rex mentioned something you know that I've kind of, you know, see a vision here, and I mean, I'm not like, oh, see a vision, but what I mean by that is I could see a day when, you know, everyone on the conservative conversation is on the front page, the number one page, the front page of, you know, political conservative or, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, with Sammy's show, your show, and Mark's show, you know, coming on, then there's the Patriot's Voice for Freedom. You know, they'll be on board, and you know, I could see a day where that can happen. And as Rex said, you know, the archive list, and I'm sure that's, you know, a part of, you know, of getting there. So, you know, I could see that happening one day, and then we can, you know, get, you know, I think it'd be really good to get the message out, you know, with what we're trying to do here. I mean, of course, you know, we've only got how many days? You said, Rex, 20 days.
20 days.
But
yeah, 20 days till the convention.
Yeah, but the conservative conversation is going to go beyond the, you know, the convention. It's going to go on to the 2012 general election, and I believe beyond too, because the political culture in the United States, in my opinion, needs to change. There's not enough people who are involved in the political process, and I'm not talking about being politicians, you know, per se, but I'm talking about actually being actively involved, like seen in 2010 with the Tea Party. And there's just not too many people, in my opinion, watching too much of your, you know, unreality reality shows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know,
too much Snooki and Kim Kardashian, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you watch that Kim Kardashian, you want to see it from behind. You know, we talk about things, and, you know, sometimes you talk about what you hear, but sometimes it's what you don't hear. Have you guys noticed that you don't hear too much about Mitt Romney's VP pick?
Yeah, you're not hearing about that as much.
Yeah, you know why? Because everybody knows that. I think they were calling people saying, like, hey, you know, I want you to be my VP guy, right? Because I'm going to do this early VP announcement. And they're like, no way, dude, you don't have the votes. When you go down in flames, you're going to bring me down with you. So, you know, I'll pass. It's someone else. And so that shit failed.
Tex, you're absolutely right. What I've been hearing about is that Mitt Romney might want to actually be the VP.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he might be happy to get that, yeah.
Everyone's putting their short list together, right? Because if it's an open convention, you know, you got to say, okay, yeah, well, you want me, and so now I, you know, want to throw my support out to this guy to be my VP or whatever. So everybody's got a short list. But, you know, those Romney dudes are like, hey, wait a minute. We think these lists are all short by one name. So they're scrambling. Getting those TPS report covers in line so they could talk to these guys like, oh, hey, you know, Gingrich. I know you thought that was uncalled for there in Florida, but here's why, you know, we think it was inbound, you know. And Santorum, sorry about, you know, running you down for like 3 months solid, you know, all this kind of stuff. So they're really in a bind. But, you know, on the mainstream media, oh, no, this is happening. Oh, it's all around me. It's all around me all the time.
Oh, I know. It's, you know, Fox News, I think they've really let same with Rush Limbaugh and, you know, Glenn Beck and their ilk. What's that? Well, real shrill blonde woman who I heard she might be speaking at the convention.
Oh, yeah.
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. I never could stand her, even before she was a Romney zombie. But
what about when she was a Democratic zombie?
Yeah, go figure. You know, so... You know, I never liked her anyway. But you know, I think they really let the conservatives down. Right?
So I don't know about her too much. I mean, she was on the other team before, and now she's like, you know, she's like overdoing it a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's so dramatic. She's just so – that's probably why I don't like her. She's always like, oh, my gosh. Just,
yeah, all the histrionics and the vitriol and the bile and just,
And the little schoolgirl crush she's got on Chris Christie.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, she's also like, she's got, you know, Sean Hannity wrapped around her finger. I don't know if you ever see those interchanges, but, oh, man, barf. But anyway, you know, good luck with that, Sean.
Well, Sean Hannity's like bubblegum conservatism, you know?
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
I've heard that phrase being on the floor now. Now, Rex, someone mentioned that they were at I think Barbara mentioned that they were at some kind of race today, mm-hmm. and they heard, it says, when I was watching the race today, they were doing the preliminary open, I don't know which race she's referring to, so Barbara, maybe you could put what race you're referring to if you're still here, doing the preliminary opening, someone just said something about chatting and fleshed up, opening, and there was someone in the background playing your wife's song that she wrote, and she was like, I know that song. So,
what race is this?
I don't know. She didn't say. I'm asking some kind of race, a NASCAR race.
At a NASCAR race, I'm sure that they were playing Journey.
Well, that's what I asked. I said, no, was it a Jersey song or was it the song with the change in the lyric? And I thought I read that she said the change in the lyric. So, Barbara, you're in the chat. So, were the Newt Gingrich lyrics in that song, or were they just regular the regular lyrics to that?
Yeah.
In the chat, some way for the chat back. But the reason I bring it up is, you know, we're talking about people who've contributed to the conservative conversation, and Rex, you know, wife did that in the manner. Cause we're talking about people using their own talents and contributing the ways that they can use and using those talents. And so, Rex, I want to know if you don't have to, of course, but if you want to chime in anything about that, you're free to do so about her songs she wrote and her videos or.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, you know, we're Journey fans, so she felt that she needed to do something to help Newt out, and she's a pretty good singer, so she decided to purchase the karaoke version of Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, and she wrote some Newt-favored lyrics, and then it got out on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere, and it was kind of just a motivational song during the primaries to get people excited about Newt Gingrich. and she put a video together, and it was very cool. And that you know, everybody can do something. Now, of course, back then when we did that, that was, you know, the purpose was just to create awareness for newts, so that the primaries would go well. Now that we're in post-primary, it's not so much about getting people excited about Newt Gingrich, because it is the anthem, but I don't think any of us can vote unless we're delegates. So right now it's all about delegates, and the issue is,
right,
you know, there's nothing wrong with tweeting the anthem or putting it on the delegates' Facebook pages. I think that's a great idea. So if you feel up to doing that, please jump on Facebook and Twitter and send it to the delegates. But but right now the focus is not so much on promoting Newt as it is letting the delegates know that we demand. Not that we want, we demand an open convention, because that's what the rules call for, and we demand that they vet Romney before they pick Romney. Romney hasn't been vetted. Romney's been glossed over, like you mentioned, by all the bubblegum conservatives, Ann Coulter and Chris Christie and Sean Hannity, and we want a real vetting. We already have an unvetted, undocumented alien in the White House, and that's not working out so well. So let's not put another unvetted guy on the Republican ticket. Let's find someone to vet.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was just going to say, you mentioned Chris Christie. Remember, what was it, like a week and a half ago, the story came out that Chris Christie is going to be the keynote speaker at the convention. You know, I think Chris Christie's people might have. Yeah, I think Chris Christie's people might have put that out there. You're not hearing that so much anymore, are you?
Yeah, a lot of things are going off to the side, but I've only got a couple minutes here, folks, and I like to play the closing song that I've got on here, especially since the person who's singing it, I'm interviewing this Thursday, which I'm really excited about, and I can't wait. So is there anything in closing that you gentlemen got about, you know, I mean, you want to say about for promoting your show?
Well, you know, I just want to say thanks, Robert, because, you know, you've had us on your show a lot, and we appreciate the opportunity to get the voice out, and you're doing a great job, and I think everybody should tune in. I like the different approach that you take to some of the other shows, and I think it's interesting, and people should tune in. There's a lot of valuable information. And then on Fridays and Saturdays in the same time slot, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in to Tex and Rex. We are irreverent, relevant, and radioactive conservatism with a bite. You never know what you're going to get, but it's pretty much going to be about Newt. So, Tex?
I think you summed it up really well, so I'll just throw it back to you, Robert.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, for coming to the show, and thanking everybody who's come in the past to listen to the show, not only live but in the archives. I appreciate it, and we're going to move forward after this 2 months I've been on here on to the next month to talk more about brokered conventions. And I want to thank everyone. Take care. Have a good night. And please go to Mark Presick's show tonight and Lou with Sammy's, because Sammy, unfortunately, is not feeling well. So visit that. And also, when you visit my page and their page, Tex and Rex's homepage for their Blog Talk Radio show, go ahead and follow them. That'd be great. I'm sure they'll appreciate it, and I know I do. And I will play the closing song. And thank you very much, everyone, and take care.